I'm going to share a little testimony with you. As you know, we've been in the waters. Hallelujah. A lot of times you'll see the potential of something before it starts showing up. I started getting real excited about this because I had a revelation of it a month ago. And I knew by revelation that the Lord put the entire inheritance of His kingdom in the living water. And I started seeing that before it started producing and manifesting. I was praying on Monday. He's changed my whole prayer life altogether. I mean, just completely shifted it. I really just going to go to pray. I just go to get in the living water. Because the living water, there's so much fullness, my friends, in this water. There's so much goodness and blessing and healing and glory and forgiveness and cleansing. You can go on and on and on and on. Anyway, I was praying on Monday and I'm in the water. I'm just living in the living water. I'm just surrounded and baptized in it and just having an incredible time. And the Spirit of the Lord speaks to me. He said, I'm going to manifest a blessing from the water today. He said, I'm going to bring it to your doorstep. Now, when God tells you that, you're like, all right. You're thinking, what's he going to do? How's he going to do it? And so this person came over, make a long story short, and I wasn't even thinking about this person that came over. I wasn't even thinking about that. I mean, he told me, I kind of let it go, thinking, well, did I make that up, you know, or that kind of thing. And this person asked me, he says, can you follow me outside? I said, sure. I thought it was kind of an unusual request. He said, but you need a bag. Oh, wow. So my curiosity got piqued. And so I get a trash bag. I double it over. And so we go out and this person gets in the back seat of their car and they grab this bag and I start hearing some come out of thing. I'm like, what in the world? It's 253 half dollar pure silver coins. And they're very heavy. They're worth a lot of money. They're from 1941 to 1964. The Spirit of the Lord, about a day after, said, this is a sign that generational inheritance is coming to your household from the waters. He said, because this was wealth from a previous generation before you were born. And he said, I'm going to bring generational wealth to your children's children. That's not only natural, but spiritual children's too. The waters can manifest the blessing. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand for that. I'm telling you, folks, you got to know what's in the water. We're designed by God to live by living water. He put the water in you and he gave you a promise it would flow out of you. If that water's not flowing, it will never manifest anything like this. It's only when that water flows that the Holy Spirit has the authority to manifest. Amen? Oh, glory to God forever. Hallelujah. I tell you, somebody ought to get excited about that. I want to jump right in right now. You got to see that water. You got to see what's in it because that water has a lot of stuff in it. Now, when you think about what's in your water, if you think, well, it's water, living water, he said, it'll be in you a well of water springing up with eternal life. What does that mean to you? Out of your belly would flow rivers of living water. What does that mean to you? Until you get a revelation of what's in that water, you won't do anything with it. It just sit up inside you. And you keep praying for God to come. You keep praying for God to manifest blessings. And the whole time he's saying, the water's in you. The water's in you. And that water never flows. And we wonder why nothing ever happens. It's when that water's flowing out of us. So today what I want to do is I want to look at ministry of the Lord Jesus himself. I want to look in depth. Some of these things you'll see and you've heard, but I want to look in depth of his ministry and the authority that he had with the waters. One of the things when I started getting into the living water, the Lord began to show me, he said, every Old Testament saint that I used and especially gave power with. You know some of the greatest Old Testament saints that God used? One of the incredible things about them is God gave them great, great power with water. Noah inherited the entire earth coming out of the waters. Moses was called out of the waters to deliver by water. In his whole lifetime, he had authority with the waters. Water was coming out of the rock. Some of the plagues that came out of the Nile came out by that water. Amen? And so all of that was foreshadowing the operation that we have as New Testament saints with living water. Yeah, give the Lord a hand for that. Hallelujah. When the Lord comes on the scene, every one of you is born by water, and he came by water too. 1 John chapter 5, he came by water and by blood. He came by the water. You were born by the water. That's what gives you authority here. I remember the Lord spoke to me. He said, every creative thing that I do comes from the water. He goes, I don't do anything new till I put it under the water. Even the Lord himself had to be born of water. And now, he had a very remarkable ministry because he was introducing the living water so the living water could come live in you. And so, not only did he have authority with water, what we're going to look at today, he had authority with the natural waters, just like the Old Testament saints of old, but he also had authority with the living waters because he was introducing both. I tell you what, after I started getting into the revelation of the waters, changed my whole prayer life. One thing, my biggest prayer now is, God, give us authority with the waters. Give us authority with the waters and the living waters. I'm telling you, those that have authority with the waters shake the world. Out of your belly would flow rivers of living water. So we're going to look at his ministry today in a kind of an in-depth analysis. Now, I'm going to go through different things that you've heard before. Some of them I'm going to have you turn to the scripture, and some I'm just going to exhort on. But I'm going to mention all the different facets he had. You'll be amazed at the operations that he had with the living waters. Now, the very first thing you have to understand with the Lord, before he did any miracle, before any level of manifestation of the Holy Ghost came through him, because he was raised in Nazareth, as you know, not one miracle was done. He used to go in the synagogues, and it was custom to go in the synagogues and read. He was ministering a long time before he was separated by God, before he was commissioned by the Lord. It wasn't until he went to the baptismal waters of John. Now, isn't it amazing? John came to prepare the way of the Lord. How did he do that? By water. I'm preparing the way by water because someone's coming that's mightier than I. He's going to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is going to baptize you in living water. And he's going to come and prepare the way. So when Jesus comes to the baptismal waters of John, something extraordinary happened. You have to understand, there has not been an heir on the earth since the days of Adam. God came in covenant with Abraham and said, Abraham, I'm going to cut a covenant with you. I'm going to bring a seed through your loins, and in that seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. I'm going to make a whole bunch of promises to you, Abraham, and your lineage, your natural lineage, is going to get in on that. But there's really one that's going to come, and he's going to be my appointed heir. And when he comes, I'm going to reassign the earth, its authority, the dominion, the blessing, the power, the riches. I'm going to give it all to him. So when he comes into the waters of John, John said, look, I need to be baptized. He said, no, John, I have to come by water. What's about to come upon me is going to come by water. You have to submerge me into that water. They didn't sprinkle him. He put him under the water because his ministry, just like the earth that came out of the water in Genesis, he was bringing a new kingdom, and that kingdom had to come by water. It was a kingdom of living waters. In fact, Jeremiah 17 calls him the Lord, the fountain of living waters. And so when he come up under that water, see what he was doing, he was burying the old race. And when he come up out of that water, whew, God said, this is now my beloved son. This is my new heir. This is the inheritor of the promises. The promises, the blessings of Abraham now rest upon him. All power in heaven and earth rest upon him. My kingdom rest upon him. The Holy Ghost falls and says, yes, I fell once before. I was brooding over the waters. I brought a whole world out of the waters. And now out of these waters, this heir is bringing the kingdom of God. He's with him. This heir that's coming out of the waters, he's got the kingdom with him. I'm bringing a brand new kingdom out of the waters. So he came by water and his ministry came by water. And our future ministries and businesses are coming by the water. He said, I want you to get back in the water. He said, I want to do something new. He's going to take you back in the waters. That's why he said you're buried with him in baptism. He used the very word baptism as the immersion of water. You're buried with him. See, there's a lot of stuff that happens in those waters. Woo, you'd be amazed. I'm telling you, these waters, let me tell you something. They are so pure. They are so powerful. When they start flowing through you, they'll start cleansing things. They'll start cleansing things very deeply. They'll start cleansing things that have been around you for a long time you didn't know was there. They will start driving stuff out that you didn't even know was there. Don't be too amazed if you start experiencing some level of deliverance when the true living water starts flowing out of you, because there is no force. That waters are directly coming from the right hand of God out of the cornerstone. They have his full inheritance in them. And when those waters flow, they're going to start cleansing things, and nothing in this earth stands against it. So we see he comes by water. What's the first miracle he does? Very first miracle. Goes up in there to the marriage supper. He wasn't even ready. And his mom, she just kind of activated it. And he says, take 6 water pots of stone. Very important. Now, we've already covered this, so I'm going to glide through this one. 6 was the number of man. Water pots of stone. That's us. God was preaching one of his greatest sermons with the very first miracle that he did. What did he do? He says, pull the 6 water pots of stone, fill the water pot with water. Nothing's going to happen until you get filled up. There is not one man you're going to see that God used in the entire book of Acts that it did not say, and they were full of the Holy Ghost, and they were full of the Holy Ghost, and they were full of the Holy Ghost. He filled the water to the brim. Then he says, now draw it out. See, notice the power. This is a miracle. With natural water, the very first miracle he's demonstrated. Right now, I am the appointed heir. If I'm the appointed heir, I will have power with the waters, such as Noah had, such as Elijah had, such as Elisha had, such as Moses had. I will have power with the waters. When he drew that water up, he said, bear it now. And he turned it to wine. And that was fermented wine. You gotta know, no governor that's orchestrating a marriage of the feast. He said, you served the best wine for the last. Yes, it was fermented. God made the wine. He made the wine. He wasn't making Welch's grape juice. I'm telling you right now. And then the governor of the feast said, man, that is good wine. Turned it into wine. Right there. Creative miracle. Turning water into wine, and he was just getting started. Amen. I'm going to show you a little bit about the power that flowed through him. Turn in your Bible to John 5. This is a great one. This is wonderful. Now, you know, when they pierced his side, once he went to the cross, what flowed out of him? Blood and water. What happens when Moses delivered the people from Egypt? They come through the Red Sea. Red water. Well, it wasn't red, but he's just using the Red Sea. Blood and water. It was red when Pharaoh's armies got drawn up in there. That's for certain. But he's delivering by blood and water. Now, I made this statement last couple of weeks. How many of you are washed in the blood? Raise your hand. Did you know that your body did not get washed in the blood? Do you know if it had have gotten washed in the blood, you would not be here? Because when the blood washes you, you got to understand the blood is the most powerful force in the universe. If the blood washes you, it will change your nature. When he washed your spirit, he just didn't wash away the sin and left the sin nature. You are not a sinner saved by grace. You are a bona fide son of the living God because he washed your nature. When that blood touched the nature of your fallen spirit, he recreated you right there, made a new creation with the law and the spirit of life orchestrated through the blood. Your body was not washed. My body still got sin in it. Now he put a down payment on my body. Everyone say, thank God I got a down payment. And at the sound of the trump, he is going to take the withdrawal of that down payment. He put a deposit. He'll withdraw it and he'll apply the blood to my body. And when he does, I will get a glorified body. Oh, I said, come on, glorified body. But he's got to leave you in the body you're in. That's what gives you authority here. You're not going to be walking up in here with a glorified body. You get a glorified body, you go on to heaven. You got to have this one to give you authority. However, God has a remedy. Here's what we got. We got the blood. We didn't get the water. It's the living water. In Hebrews chapter 11 says, and I wash your body with pure water. That's not water from the faucet. That is living water. That washes your body. He washes away because he knows you operate in a world that has sin in it. You can get dirty just like this natural body gets dirty. But you got to wash. Every one of you will wash your natural body. When's the last time you took a shower in living water? When's the last time you even thought about taking a shower in living water? Boy, when you start taking showers in the living water and you start feeling how clean you can be, woo! Do you know the whole earth was filled with violence during Noah's time? And he unleashed those waters to wash the violence away, to wash the iniquity away. See, that's foreshadowing you because you're the earthen vessel that water is washing. That water will wash your earthen vessel. It'll fill it up. It'll cover your high hills and cover your mountains. But we're not talking about Noah today. We're talking about Christ, I think. Hallelujah. John 5, you ready? This is a good one. Now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool. Isn't that amazing? God puts his water by the sheep market, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, a blind, halt, withered. Look at this, waiting for the moving of the water. He said, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool. Look at, he went into the pool. Say, into the pool. See, the angel stepped down into the pool and troubled the water. Actually, what he did is he stirred the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now, let's look at this for a minute. God leaves a testimony. And this pool had been around for a while because these people waited by this pool. So obviously they waited. That angel came around ever so often. They wouldn't be sitting there waiting. If, you know, if that angel came around every 2 or 3 years, you wouldn't be sitting by that thing all day long. That angel came by. God left a testimony that I'm still healing today. And notice his testimony. I'm healing by the waters. And so all of these impotent folk are laying around the water. And there, the living water right there. Isn't it amazing? The Holy Spirit leads Jesus right up into that pool of water. He leads him right in. And he asks the man, will thou be made whole? This man had an infirmity of 38 years. He goes, I want to be, but someone jumps into the water before me. Now, I'll paraphrase what happened, because he said, rise, be healed. But what he actually, he goes, you see that water? That was my sign. That was my testimony. I'm still healing, but the living water is standing in front of you right now. Because I'm bringing the living water to humanity. So why don't you just rise up, take up your bed and walk. Because the living waters have now come down to humanity. You don't have to wait by the pool of water anymore. I'm putting living water inside you. Woo! Ezekiel 47, after Ezekiel went out in the waters, he said, now turn these waters to the Dead Sea, and everything that's dead will live again. Well, there's healing in these waters. He said the trees would produce leaves, and the leaves would be healing for the nation because these waters came down. Everyone say, there's healing in the water. Jeremiah 17:13 says this. They have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. The Lord, the fountain of living waters. That fountain inside you, that's Him. That is water. In Revelation, He said, He showed unto me a pure river of 22:1 of water of life. Clear as crystal. Now notice the words. It said, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. Say, out of the Lamb. The waters proceed out of Him. Why? Because it pleased the Father that in Him all fullness would dwell. God put the whole thing in Him. And He put it all in the living water. That's why somebody can come to your doorstep bearing blessing from the waters. Go to Luke chapter 6. Oh, Father, grant us authority with the waters. Grant us authority with the waters. Boy, you have authority in the waters in these last days. Look at all the destruction waters are carrying in the last days. Look at the destruction that they're carrying. I guarantee if the Lord was here, He could stand about in front of those tsunamis and say, oh, you ain't coming in here. So nobody thinks like that. He said, I give you authority over the earth, the seas, the fish in the sea. You're going to see Him demonstrate His authority as the firstborn over the natural water. Now, we're looking at spiritual water right now. Now, watch this. Luke 6, verse 17. Oh, Father, give us authority with the waters, authority with the waters. He came down with them. He stood in the plain. And the company of disciples, look at this, a great multitude of people of all Judea and Jerusalem. Better get ready because a great multitude of people are coming up in here. I'm telling you, when these living waters start flowing, people start getting healed, being set free. Somebody left me an email. They come in and they got in these waters Thursday night, and they stayed up all night long. It broke all kinds of stuff off of them. They were up in the waters till 3 or 4 in the morning. They'll get on you. This good stuff, too. He came down with them and stood in the plain, the company of the disciples, and a great multitude of people of all Judea, Jerusalem, the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. And they were vexed, look at that, with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And it's going to tell you how they were healed. Watch this. And the whole multitude sought to touch Him, for there went virtue out of Him. Say, virtue out of Him, and healed them all. When we're going to experience healed them all, it's going to take the virtue of the living waters flowing out of us. Now, I read a commentary, Gill's commentary, and I was just amazed at what he said. And so I'm quoting his commentary. This is what he said about the living water here. He said, for there went virtue out of Him in great abundance as water from a fountain. And there went virtue out of Him in great abundance as water from a fountain. You remember the lady that had the issue of blood for 12 years said, if I can just touch the hem of His garment, and she said, if I can just touch Him, and she reached through a crowd And she got a hold of his hem. And there was multitudes, they were saying, they were thronging him and pressing him. So you can imagine how many people are touching you and touching you. But all of a sudden, she grabbed the living water in him. And he said, I felt virtue flow out of me. He said, who touched me? And the disciples go, Master, everybody's touching you. They're thronging you. He said, no, somebody touched me. That's a different touch. I felt virtue flow out of me. Somebody got my living water coming out of me. Somebody grabbed the living water in me. Somebody's faith reached into the living water and pulled it. Pulled it. You got to reach into that water and pull it. There was people thronging him, thronging multitudes by his disciples doing crowd control. Your first ministry is an usher doing crowd control. Ooh. They were pressing him sore. And that woman got in there and grabbed that garment, but she grabbed more than that garment. She got the living water. He said, the virtue flowed out. He said, somebody touched me. I perceive that virtue flowed out of me. Somebody got the water in me out. Oh, you got to reach in and get it. That woman suffered at the hand of physicians for 12 years. You got to reach in with faith and get it. There's a lot of people touching him that day. Nobody else got it. She got the water. Oh, Father, let us reach in and get the water. Oh, give us authority with the waters. Give us the church, the last day authorities with the waters in the earth and the living waters from above. Do you know what the glory clouds are? You know what a cloud is? 100% water. You know the glory clouds are going to start manifesting again. You know why? Because God divided the waters. He divided them in Genesis, put waters in the fountains and waters in the firmament above in the clouds. When the water starts flowing again, mark my word, you're going to start seeing visible glory clouds again because the water will start manifesting in the glory clouds because it's the living water manifesting through the glory cloud. In fact, he said this, and immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him. I'm going to grab that virtue. I'm going to grab that living water. I'm going to get me some of that. Sometimes it flows easy. Sometimes I got to sit in there and speak to that rock and speak to that rock. The enemy says, it's not going to flow. It's not going to flow. The other night, 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm in there praying and this demonic being power walks into my prayer closet. Hair just stood straight up on my arm. Oh, I felt his evil. I knew he was there. I couldn't see him, but I knew he was there. I knew what part of the room he was in. I jumped up and said, oh no, you don't come in here. I could feel his fury. He don't care if you sit up in church. He don't care. You can do that all your life. He don't want you touching the water. They have no defense for that thing. No defense whatsoever for the living water. That's what's wrong with the church. We have no water. Don't have a clue in the world how to get an eternal fountain of living water he placed in us when we were born again, how to get it flowing into the earth. We've been preached to. We've been prophesied to. We keep asking God, when are you going to come? When are you going to come? When are you going to come? When are you going to fix it? He goes, that's inside you. It's inside you. I put the inheritance in the water. You got living water in there. It'll manifest blessings. It'll manifest power, creative miracles. Now watch it start manifesting blessings here. Go to Matthew 17. This happened to me. Hallelujah. Now this was foreshadowing the operation of living water right here, my friends. Matthew 17, verse 24. I like this a lot. And when they were come to Capernaum, he did a lot of stuff in Capernaum. We're believing for the Capernaum inheritance to flow out of the living water. That's where he headquartered after he left Nazareth. They that received tribute money came to Peter. Ha ha. That's taxes. He says, does your master pay tribute? And he said, yes. Peter answered for him. Of course he does. He was coming to the house and Jesus already knew the conversation. He wasn't even there. He already knew what was going on. I want to get like that. I want to know what's going on before it happens. Amen. He said, what thinkest thou, Simon? Whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? He says, of their children or strangers. See, he's talking to him. He goes, I'm the son of God here. My father really owns all this. He's asking him, who are the kings of the earth? And he says, of the stranger, he goes, then are the children free? He goes, because you know I'm the son and my father owns all things and he's already appointed me the heir of all things. So really, I'm not subject. He goes, but lest we offend them. Pay your taxes. Pay your taxes, but you really a son of the king. He said, lest we offend them. He says, Peter, go down to the sea. He used what was Peter's natural function of his business. He says, go fishing, Peter. He said, but don't go cast a net. Just cast a hook. He goes, now the first thing that comes up out of that hook, the first fish will be bearing a piece of money, coin in his mouth. Obviously, it was a pretty expensive coin because it paid taxes for both of them. He said, and take that and give it for me and you. The fish represented the tongues, tribes, and nations. And God's got a lot of fish in the sea that will come up out of the waters bearing coins, bearing money. They'll bring it to your doorstep. When we learn to live by the living water, when we learn to release that water, you'll start hearing this. Two other times, he manifested. You remember the time he said, launch out into the deep? He sat down in Peter's boat. He launched them out into the deep. He says, now let down the nets. Now Peter said, Master, look. He's trying to school the master. We have toiled all night long. We've caught nothing. We're wasting our time. Like you're a salesman and you just canvassed the entire neighborhood. And then God says, go back into the neighborhood. Say, look, I didn't get nothing out of that. He said, yeah, but I'm with you now. And I've got dominion over these waters. And he goes, I'm in this boat with you. I have dominion and these fish will obey me. Because I can draw wealth out of these waters. I can draw great abundance from the waters. Because that's what I do. Because those waters were a representation of the wealth that will come out of the living waters. Because in Zechariah 14:8, he broke the waters, sent half of them to the Dead Sea. The other half he sent to the Great Sea, which was the Sea of Commerce, the Mediterranean Sea, which the king of Tyre, the devil himself, sat over the waters and said, this is my water. This is my city. These are my waters. This is my commerce. And said, no, it's not. Not when the living water's flowing. It'll manifest the catch. And said, it filled two boats up. Two boats. It was such an incredible catch that Peter fell down on the fish. They were out in the middle of the sea and he fell down at the master's feet. Obviously they were standing on the fish because the boats were sinking. They were so full of fish and Peter laying on fish just crying and weeping because of the draught of the fish. He had never seen anything like that. He'd been fishing all his life. First, he come in with a few fish that are not caught nothing. Both boats, supernatural harvest coming out of the waters. Jesus said, oh, fear not, Peter. From hitherto, you're going to catch men just like this. You think that the living water is producing blessing like this is something. Wait until we get out into the true sea of humanity and watch the harvest come in from the living waters. Because I'm giving you authority with the waters. Authority with the waters. When they reached land, said they left all and followed him. You bet they did, because he just gave them 3.5 years income in advance from that catch. You would probably fall down too if God wrote you a check for 3.5 years in advance. We live from week to week. Jesus said, well, listen, you all got family and I need you to follow me and I'll need your family worrying. So what I'm going to do is give you a catch. Say, catch! We're going to pay your bills for 3.5 years up in front of you. So you can come and follow me. You can imagine his wife said, Peter, you need to go home with him. You don't ever catch nothing. All the years I've known you, you don't catch nothing. Just follow that man, Peter. I'll take the money. You follow him. You come back. He did it. That wasn't the first time. Peter after the ascendancy of Christ, he come up on the land. He says, have you caught anything? Peter said, no. John 21, he never caught anything, not until Jesus come around. So you get up around the true power of the living waters, your business will start prospering beyond. Things will start happening with you. You are going to be a very blessed people because I'm speaking these waters to flow up in you, on you, through you, multiplying in you, increasing in you. He said, cast the net on the right side. See, there goes these dominion of the waters again. When they pulled them nets in, they didn't know who it was when first asked. He said, it's the Lord. This is amazing. He cast himself into the sea. He did not know that he was going through his own baptism before he was going to get commissioned. As soon as he hit land, he got commissioned by the Lord. The Lord commissioned him for the New Testament revival. He said, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. He was commissioning him. He had to be cast in the sea first because nothing new comes. It all has to come out of the water. He had no idea when he cast himself in the sea, he was casting himself in the baptismal waters. Woo! Just like Elisha and Elijah. Elisha, I want a double portion. You better come through these waters with me, boy. If you can see me, you can have it. Peter was looking at Jesus in a resurrected state. And he ate dinner with him in a resurrected state. Jesus was cooking fish in a resurrected state. Oh, I said, Lord, come cook me something like that. I want to see him like that. See, that was the secret of Elisha's mantle. He goes, you're going to have to see him. If you can see me when I'm taken up. Elisha went through the baptismal waters and then saw Elisha taken up. Peter came through the baptismal waters. He cast himself in the sea and saw him who was resurrected sitting in front of him. Cast me up into the sea. I cast myself in. I jump into the waters. We told Moses, go, don't stand here. Move forward. There is a sea in front of me. He said, get up in there. That's where your deliverance is. Get up in those waters. What about when he walked on the sea? Came walking. Two times he cleared the seas. The first time, he was up in the mountain. And he was watching the disciples going through the sea. He was seeing in the spirit. And it says the winds and the boisterous and the waves are boisterous. And he comes walking on a sea with 4 and 5 foot waves crashing in. He's walking upon the water, exercising and showing I have dominion with the waters of the earth. They obey me. The fish of the sea obey me. The waters of the earth obey me. He come walking in there and Peter goes, I want to do that. Bid me, master. He said, come on. And it said that Peter, now you're not talking about calm, still water. These are 4 and 5 foot waters. And he steps out. And he said he walked on water. Could you imagine the exhilaration? He, for 1 minute, had authority over the waters and experienced it as a man, what it was like to have authority over the waters. But he said, then he looked around him. And he went down. I thought Jesus would have commended him for walking on the water. He said, good boy. He said, oh, you of little faith. Can't you at least walk on water? Can you believe it? I've already tried that a couple times. I went straight to the bottom. I don't do that in front of anybody, but, you know, I'll be like at a pool, you know, I'll be praying. I'll just go like this, you know, in Jesus' name. Boop! All the way down. But I'm telling you, I'm going to keep going. Because I know where authority of the waters live. You got to get in the living water to have authority with the waters. The second time he did it, he was in the boat with them. He said, let us go the other side. They're on their way to cast that devil out of that demoniac of Gadarene. And it said the winds were boisterous and they were filling the boat. And the disciples, you know, when the winds of contrary, I mean, they were filling the boat and he's up there sleeping. Sleeping during a massive storm. The disciples are all going crazy. And they wake him and said, master, do you not care that we perish? He said, don't you understand? I came here bearing authority with the waters. Peace, be still. Boy, the storm just, how'd you like to do that to a tsunami? Peace, be still. Right now, they had to make a decision to wipe out a whole bunch of homes and farmlands to save two cities. Would if the church had power of the water? Said, those waters aren't going nowhere. They're going to stand up right there. Elijah had that power. When Elisha got Elijah's mantle, What's the first thing he did when that mantle fell? He walked right over the Jordan and went, wham! He says, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Because if his mantle's on me, I will have authority with these waters. These men knew. One of the greatest mantles God had ever given to man is authority with the waters. Elijah had it, said, it ain't going to rain here until I say it's going to rain. That's his first introduction to Ahab. He goes, it's not going to rain until I say it's going to rain. I have power with the waters. I know that's way out there for a lot of you folks, but I like to live out there because I know if the water can bring coins from a fish's mouth, there's going to be a whole lot more of that water, and it's going to do a whole lot more things. Amen. Go to Luke chapter 22. You're going to like this. Luke 22, verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. Jesus sent Peter and John and said, go prepare us the Passover. Now, what did the Passover represent? They were celebrating, of course, the Passover Moses when the death angel came through and the blood was on the doorpost. All were spared from death, signifying the blood of Jesus would deliver. So it was the celebration of that deliverance. Now watch this. They're going to go in and celebrate this deliverance, but the Lord's going to tell them how to do this. So we may eat, verse 9, and he said unto him, where will thou that we prepare? He said, where are we going to do this? Now you understand, you don't walk up in Jerusalem during Passover in the last minute. That's like on the Super Bowl coming to Houston trying to get a hotel room. Everything's packed out. You make your reservations far in advance. Jesus doing it the day of. They ask him, where are we going to go? Who's going to have room? Watch what he says. And they said unto them, behold, when you enter in the city, there's going to be a man that's going to meet you. He's going to be bearing a pitcher of water. All you got to do is look for the water. Find the water, and you'll find the provision. When he meets you with a pitcher of water, just follow that water up in there. Follow the water. What's the secret or the revelation of this passage? Find the water, the man bearing the water. If you want provision when there is no provision, find the person who's bearing the water. Follow him. You'll find a room furnished. Notice this. Awesome. And you shall say the good man of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover? And you shall see a large upper room furnished and ready. The other translation said it was already made ready. He already had that thing ready. But the sign to where your provision is, many of you are praying for provision right now. You're praying for the manifestation of provision. You're sitting still. The Lord said, you got to go find the one that's bearing the water. Go find the water. Follow the water. Because the water's going to open everything that you need. When it's not opening for anybody else, anybody else can't find it, the water will be there. It will find the blessing for you. Everyone say, follow the water. We're in good place right now. We're in the living water. We'll follow up into that water. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Glory. Follow the water.